This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The tight-knit community of Nederland is still reeling from a fire that engulfed a shopping center early yesterday morning. CPR Sandy Batulga visited the town in the aftermath.
The air still smells like smoke in the area that used to be the Caribou Village Shopping Center. The cause of the fire is still being investigated, and agents from the ATF are assisting with the investigation. Tim Dumke owns a laundromat that burned down. He's not sure what he and other business owners will do.
This shopping center has pretty much been what felt like home for the entire time I've lived here, for going on almost 20 years now. Trace Gringos is owned by our best friends. We know they just got married last weekend, and to have to come home to this, I can't even imagine how devastating that must be for them.
Local residents said there are already GoFundMe pages set up for every impacted business. Mayor Billy Giblin said the town needs resources to recover. In Nederland, I'm Sandy Patulga, CPR News.
Colorado's push for electric vehicles is getting a rare boost from the Trump administration. CPR Sam Brash.
President Trump is no fan of EVs. Since retaking office, he's cut tax credits for zero-emission cars and shredded federal support for EV manufacturing. Last February, his administration also froze federal dollars for high-speed EV chargers. But Colorado and 13 other states sued. A judge ordered the federal government to release the funding in June, and the White House declined to appeal. On Thursday, Colorado regained access to $12 million to support EV plugs along highways, which help drivers take road trips in battery-powered cars. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
This is CPR News.